Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. And I'm Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel, and you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our Talktainment Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available. The topic for today's show is why cruise lines are hot for the Bahamas. Why are the cruise lines suddenly hot for the Bahamas? Well, just so you know, there are endless reasons to make Caribbean travel plans. It's made up of over 7,000 islands in 13 countries with 6 official languages spoken across them. There is quite truly something for every type of traveler. And, well, why you don't need us to tell you how many choices there are, but the cruise lines are making a major investment in the Caribbean. And stay tuned for the second half of the show and we'll tell you why. But the title for today's show is why cruise lines are hot for the Bahamas. And did you know that taking a vacation is good for your health? Studies suggest that taking a vacation is good for your health. We all love a good vacation. It can relax you, excite you, and teach you about yourself by experiencing cultures much different than your own. It turns out it's also really good for your health heart. Taking a vacation can actually decrease the number of metabolic symptoms in people. According to a study published in the Journal of Psychology and Health in 2019, the study looked at 63 workers who were eligible for paid vacation and tracked their time off they took over 12 months. And overall, vacations are experienced as positive events. This positive subjective experience may translate into physical health benefits, given that vacation frequency may protect against metabolic syndrome and symptoms. Participants in the study took about 5 vacations using 2 weeks of their paid time off and rating those vacations positively. And with each new vacation someone took, according to the study, the risk for the metabolic syndrome decreased by almost a quarter. On top of that, participants reported that they were less stressed by things like child care and financial burdens. The sad fact remains, however, that most Americans don't use all their paid time off. In fact, 36% of Americans took their last vacation more than 2 years ago. In a study by Alliance Global Assistance, which is a travel insurance company, about 51% of U.S. residents haven't gone on a vacation in more than a year. The U.S. is one of the only wealthy nations that does not guarantee paid time off. But it's no secret that taking a break is great for your mental health in addition to your physical health. So while you may not be able to take a month-long break jumping from country to country in Europe, you can plan a break that will reset your state of mind. Try a microcation over a long weekend. embrace the idea of a staycation, or find time to find in some fun on your next work trip. The concept of pleasure, or combining business and leisure, is becoming more and more popular. Whatever vacation or break you choose to take, don't forget, you're protecting your heart by doing it. So, that's the did you know that taking a vacation is good for your health. So, for this just in, we want to talk about the coronavirus. And you need to know that half of China is quarantined. More than half of China's population is under some form of lockdown. Its economy is near a standstill. And criticism continues over Beijing's efforts to contain the virus continues to mount. Meanwhile, China's government is again changing the criteria for confirming cases of COVID-19, making it more difficult to track and frustrate experts trying to keep up with the virus spread. And that's from the New York Times, that more than half of China's population is in some type of lockdown because of this coronavirus. It's dangerous out there. And they even talked about the possibility of having to discontinue the Summer Olympics in Tokyo. But we'll get to that later. So this just in, our Carnival Cruise Lines is hitting the road with 100 Why Use a Travel Agent Party in 2020. From the sands of Barbados and Puerto Rico to the snows of Canada and almost everywhere in between, Carnival Cruise Line is planning a 2020, it's called a WUATA party in a city near you. To drive home its enhanced 100 reasons why you should use a travel advisor / travel agent. Carnival is staging 100 WUATA parties in 100 cities across North America and the Caribbean this year. From a modest 4 events in 2019, Carnival is ramping up the party frequency with the goal of drawing 25 times more consumers than last year to learn why they should, the consumer, should use a travel advisor to plan their vacation. As in the original WUATA party plan, attending travel advisors are encouraged to bring an existing client and a consumer who is a potential client to the event. So what Thai Surgeon Travel has done in Columbus, Ohio, I've invited a ex-client and a potential client to the event going on here in Columbus on April 22nd. A note last night says that the event in Indianapolis is sold out, the event in Columbus is sold out, and we still have openings available in Dearborn, Michigan. So if you live in northern Ohio, if you live in Toledo, or if you live in Michigan and you're interested in attending one of these events, give us a call at 866-547-5362, and we can definitely sign you up. Last year, they found that a WUATA party is a very effective way to strengthen the relationship between the travel advisor and their clients and to help agents recruit new business. And by taking the 100 reasons why you use a travel advisor message to 100 cities, Carnival expects to reach 1,000 more consumers in 2020. This is all part of Carnival's commitment to deliver the best sales and service experience to travel advisors and their clients. Each is free to attend a WUATA party will be held at a local movie theater from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. and will be hosted by the region's business development manager. A select number of WUATA parties will feature Perez as a special guest presenter. And Adolfo Perez is Carnival's Senior Vice President of Global Sales and Trade Marketing. WUATA party programs include interesting industry insights, product updates, fun activities, classic movie snacks, prize giveaways. All consumers who attend will receive a special Carnival Cruise offer from the Travel Advisor that is only available at a WUTA party. The 100 WUTA parties also will feature a tribute to attendees from armed services who will receive a special acknowledgement and a gift. Carnival sells more active and retired military than any other cruise line, and this is an extension of the line's ongoing commitment to its military guests and their families. Other initiatives include Carnival's onboard military recognition program, special discounts for current and retired service members, and the new Heroes Tribute Bar on the line's latest ship, Carnival Panorama. So this is an event that's going on in 100 cities. Columbus, Ohio is one of them. Detroit is another one that's having it. In Indianapolis. Columbus and Indianapolis is sold out. But I still have space available in Dearborn for anyone that's interested in going to attend the WUATA party presented by Carnival. If you're interested, you can give me a call at 866-547-5362, or you can email me at travel@tyustours.com for the Carnival party in Dearborn, Michigan. So we've talked about the coronavirus. We want to talk about why it's important, why the Caribbean is important to the cruise lines. And again, I will go back and state that there are endless reasons to make Caribbean travel plans. But of course, that region hasn't been real good because in recent years, no one has taken more battering than Puerto Rico. Still recovering from Hurricane Maria and Irma in 2017, this past January, it endured a series of earthquakes. And then travel to Cuba, in the meantime, is suddenly more confusing thanks to our president, President 45. And he has increased travel restrictions. And basically what's going on, and the reason why I make that statement, why the cruise lines are hot for the Bahamas, because when Obama opened up Cuba for travel, the cruise lines had imagined that they would build these tremendous private islands in Cuba. Carnival was leading the way. They were building a port. They were getting ready to establish a private island because the distance from Florida to Cuba is really short, and Carnival has always wanted to build a private island close to Florida. And, of course, Cuba was where all the cruise lines were interested in building private islands. Well, when our president... when he restricted travel to Cuba by cruise lines, because you can still travel to Cuba, you just can't travel to Cuba by cruise lines. That stopped all that. So now, in order for these cruise lines to build these tremendous private islands, now they have to go back and invest in the Bahamas. So that's the reason why all the cruise lines are hot for the Bahamas right now, because once Obama opened up travel to Cuba, all the cruise lines were interested in building these tremendous private islands. In the second half of the show, we will show you just a couple private islands and what they look like now and what the plans for them to look like in the future. But the cruise lines wanted to invest heavily in Cuba, and in President 45, he took that away. So the reason why the cruise lines are hot for the Bahamas is because they're interested in building these tremendous private islands. And by building these private islands, they can keep more of the money that the passengers on the cruise lines spend versus it going out to different vendors on that lived on these private islands, that lived on these islands. Now the cruise lines can capture more of the money because they are docked at these private islands and sometimes for 12 hours. It's 12 hours that they're docked on these private islands. And for Carnival, and I'll show you what their private island looks like in the second half of the show versus what Royal Caribbean's private island looks like. So there's a big difference, and Carnival's trying to catch up with the Royal Caribbean. But originally, Carnival was investing a lot of their money. They were investing a lot of their money into Cuba to build a private island that was close to Florida. So we're talking about travel to Cuba and why Cuba was important to Carnival. And once President Trump took that away, they had to go back and invest in the Bahamas. So that's just more of a story of why the cruise lines are hot for the Bahamas. And here's a travel tip. There is one way you can guarantee trip cancellation coverage for these different diseases going on. So if you're planning a trip someplace, there is a travel insurance that you can purchase that will protect against all that. And if you remember back to the day when the Zika virus was going on, it seems only yesterday that the Zika virus was headlining the news. Travelers were scared, especially those who were pregnant or considering to get pregnant, and rightfully so. These diseases are always a reason for concern, especially for vulnerable populations. In 2020, we are faced with yet another outbreak, the coronavirus disease, which is called COVID-19. And despite the Chinese government quick and attentive steps to control the coronavirus, travelers still have a lot of questions regarding the travel protection plans. And the truth is, canceling your trip for fear of contracting the virus is not typically covered. It's not a typically covered reason under the trip cancellation benefit provided by your travel protection plan. Not unless you have this one certain type of travel insurance, and it's called cancel for any reason. And if you're traveling during these times, cancel for any reason insurance is the one way you can guarantee trip cancellation coverage for these type of events going on, diseases going on. And Thais Tours and Travel provides trip cancellation insurance. As a matter of fact, for every event that we sell, we suggest to people that they purchase travel insurance to protect their vacation investment, because you never know what could go wrong. I had a lady pay for a vacation to New York, and the Friday before the event was supposed to start, she became ill. but she never took out the insurance plan because she thought her credit card company had a travel insurance protection plan that would cover it, that would cover that event. And it turns out that they didn't cover it. So it's always important to have a third-party insurance company, and that's what we offer you, is a third-party insurance company. The insurance that the cruise lines have, or these different travel companies have, are not as good as a third-party insurance company, and we provide insurance by Travel Safe Insurance. And they will cover you in case of all these different events going on. So one other travel tip I have, if I have enough time, is how to protect yourself against the Wuhan coronavirus while cruising. And basically, what this is all about is, even if you're not cruising, you need to use the same thing. According to CLIA, the world's largest cruise industry trade association, member lines are continuously assessing and modifying policies and procedures as developments emerge. All booked guests who have traveled to or from or through mainland China in the 14 days prior to their departure will not be allowed to sail. And that's consistent with the guidelines issued by CLIA. And that's what Carnival is saying. Norwegian Cruise Lines, meanwhile, has implemented mandatory temperature checks for all passengers, regardless of origin or destination. Travelers whose temperatures are above 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit, 38 Celsius, will not be allowed to board a cruise ship for Norwegian. Several lines have opted to skip or reschedule port calls in mainland China and Hong Kong. Just so you know, back in December, I had scheduled two cruises, cruising from Hong Kong to Tokyo and Tokyo back to Hong Kong. And they were cruised during the Olympics, which would put you in the Olympics in Tokyo for the Olympics for 4 days, 3 nights. And they were two separate cruises. So as I'm marketing this event, I received a phone call from Royal Caribbean in early December stating that they were pulling the cruise ships out of Hong Kong and repositioning the cruise ships in other places. So any money that I had put on the trip, any money that my clients had put on the trip, we all received our money back. But this happened in December before the coronavirus took effect, which took effect January 28th. So I'm wondering if they knew something ahead of time and they pulled the ships out of those areas, because the cruises didn't take place until July 26th, and it would have been a 14-day cruise. But back in early December, Royal Caribbean decided to pull the ships out of Hong Kong. MSC Cruises, for example, has canceled stops in Shanghai and replaced them with Ho Chi Minh City in Singapore, while Crystal Cruises has subbed in, they have subbed in a stop in the South Pacific versus going to Hong Kong. And cruise ships are sometimes given the nickname of floating petri dish due to the fact that guests are in a contained area for extended periods of time. And after all, it's not like you can just hop off the boat for a break when you're in an open area. Though coronavirus is currently on everyone's mind, one of the biggest concerns on board cruise ships is norovirus, meaning cleanliness has long been a priority for the cruise industry. And according to the CDC in the United States, norovirus is the leading cause of gastritis and is mostly likely to occur when people are in close quarters. So what you need to know is that the CDC advises washing your hands frequently. When I'm on a cruise ship, when I enter a room, I wash my hands. When I leave a room, I wash my hands. Not only before and after eating, but whenever you touch shared surfaces like ship rollings. And it also recommends getting your vaccinations up to date, avoiding food and drink from questionable sources while you're on a shore excursion, and coughing or sneezing into a tissue or your elbow instead of your hand. People with underlying conditions or who are recovering from illness should consider postponing your travel, as you may become more open to viruses, and it's never a bad idea to consult your physician ahead of time. Travel insurance is a good idea. We sell travel insurance, cancel for any reason. It's a little bit more expensive, but you can get your money back. You can get 95% of your money back. Where if you took insurance through a cruise line, they would just offer you a credit. Where with Travel Safe, you would actually get your money back. And while many cruise lines offer their own insurance, third-party vendors are generally a safer bet, as their sickness coverage may be more robust. As the coronavirus continues to disrupt travel, travel agents are kind of walking a fine line on what they're saying to people that they should do or not do. As of yet, I've not had anybody cancel a vacation because of the coronavirus. Even those people that's traveling overseas, they're being careful, but they're not canceling their travel plans. And of course, we are suggesting that they take travel insurance out, especially travel insurance that contains cancel for any reason. So in the second half of the show, we'll get into why the cruise lines are hot for the Bahamas. And we have videos that will show you the difference in the private islands. Royal Caribbean is actually getting ready to open up not only a second private island, but it's getting ready to open up a second part of a private island that's more like a beach club. So we have a video of that in the second half of the show. And we'll also show you what Carnival's private island, Half Moon looks like right now, and versus what Royal Caribbean's private island looks like. So we'll cover all that in the second half of the show. But just the news today is that half the population of China is in some type of lockdown because of this coronavirus. So what we can do is we just need to be vigilant, wash our hands every chance we get, wash our hands with warm water and soap. And if you're not able to use water, you know, you can always buy these things that has alcohol in it, and you can clean your hands. But the biggest diseases happen because you're transferring something from your hand to your mouth. So if you continue to wash your hands, you can help cut down on this virus. And as of yet, I've not had any clients cancel because of the coronavirus. Just back in December, Royal Caribbean's pulled the cruise ships out of Hong Kong that was traveling to Tokyo. And that was actually 30 days before any of this took place. So look up in the sky. It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. And in the second half of the show, we will discuss why the cruise lines are hot for the Bahamas.
Amina Brendolyn Robinson shared her creative energy with the people of Columbus and the Mount Vernon neighborhood.
Now the Greater Columbus Arts Council hopes her creative spirit will inspire future generations of Black artists.
The two new programs are open to Black and visual artists,
are the Amina Robinson Fellowship for local artists, and the Amina Robinson Residency for national artists.
More information about both programs is available at gcac.org or call 614-224-2606.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, King Lincoln District.
Look up in the sky, it's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. And listeners, you can always join the conversation at 877-932-9766. And for the second half of the show, we're going to talk about why the cruise lines are hot for the Bahamas. Why are the cruise lines spending all this money in the Bahamas. In the first half of the show, I talked about how the cruise lines wanted to invest in Cuba, but because President Trump changed the way people can travel to Cuba, the cruise lines couldn't spend the amount of money that they wanted to build the private islands that they wanted to in Cuba. So the Bahamas has long been a staple destination for the cruise industry, largest companies. And despite the damaging toll that Hurricane Dorian took in August, the top cruise lines are extending their ties with the territory, which is only 179 miles from the cruise industry, from the cruise industry's South Florida base. And the cruise lines' investments are no accident. There is a carefully considered strategy behind the decision to create land-based facilities for the deployment of additional ships in the destination. When Cuba became available, plans fell asleep for the Bahamas. The expectation was that sooner or later, Cuba would open up and ultimately allow for a traditional cruise product. Since that did not happen, the plan shifted back to the Bahamas and cruise lines started to draw up plans. So once again, it falls back to the fact that cruisers weren't able to cruise to Cuba because the cruise lines wanted to invest all their money in building these tremendous private islands in Cuba. So what you're looking at now is a Half Moon Cay that's owned by Carnival and Princess Cruise Lines. They share that island. And this year alone, Carnival Corporation agreed with the Bahamas government to launch a port destination on Grand Bahamas Island and expand the Half Moon Cay. And the Half Moon Cay, that's the company's private Bahamian island. MCS Cruises opened its own land-based Bahamas development, and that was called Ocean Cay MSC Marine Reserve in December. In addition, Royal Caribbean is partnering with a development firm whose first project would be a $275 million redevelopment of the shuttered Grand Lucayan resort property and cruise facility. And we'll get to show you that also. But what you were looking at previously was the Half Moon Cay. And the big investment that Carnival wants to make in the Half Moon Cay is to put in a pier, because right now the cruise ships have to sit out in the ocean and you have to tender in to the private island, and that's time consuming. That's very time consuming. But what they want to build is a private pier, and what you're looking at now is again you're looking at Half Moon Cay and the development that's put together by Carnival. So the reason why the cruise lines they want to invest in these in the Bahamas is because they're interested in building they're interested in building private islands for the cruise ships to dock at. And Carnival's hope is that they can build. This is actually the beach club. that would be put together by Royal Caribbean. And, these private islands are a big deal because the cruise ships would be parked there for 12 hours. 12 hours they would be parked there. And the new project is being put together by Royal Caribbean. The project is called Cocoa Beach Club. And it's pretty amazing what this Cocoa Beach Club is like. They have over the sea cabanas that they're putting up. Royal Caribbean's later projects follows the lines to big last year, A Perfect Day at Coco Cay. A redevelopment of its existing private Bahamian island, which lies within eyesight of the Great Stirrup Cay. Norwegian Cruise Line's long popular private island, which has undergone an expansion of its own. Carnival wanted a private island somewhere all the other islands are closer to Orlando. So in May of 2017, Carnival signed an agreement with the government to start a project in Grand Bahamas, but that didn't work out because of maritime conditions in that island. Now this is Perfect Day at Coco Cay. This is Royal Caribbean's private island. And this is what Carnival is shooting to get to, is what their particular private island looks like. So Carnival decided to expand their sister brand private island called Half Moon Cay to develop parts of the island for Carnival, and they talked about adding a pier. Half Moon Cay currently operates with tenders, and tenders are the cruise ships sit out in the ocean. See, with Royal Caribbean there, they have a dock. Okay, they have a pier that the cruise ships can come up to, park, and you can walk to the island. With Half Moon Cay, their cruise ships sit out in the middle of the ocean, and you have to be tendered in. With the Perfect Day at Coco Cay, they have this is like an amusement park. They have a thrill water park. They have helium balloons. It's called Up, Up, and Away. They have a Oasis Lagoon. And that's the largest freshwater pool in the Caribbean. They have Captain's Jacks. That's where people go for live music, to chow down chicken wings and steak fries. They have Splashaway Bay. Splashaway Bay is it's water slides, and it's massive drench buckets. And all this is included in the price of Perfect Day at Coco Cay. And they're starting, and Royal Caribbean is starting to build the Coco Beach Club. And it was announced on January 31st, 2020, that Royal Caribbean was developing this beach club. And the beach club, well, right now we're back to Carnival's Half Moon Cay. And if you saw what Royal Caribbean's the perfect day Coco Cay look like versus what Half Moon Cay looks like, first thing that you realize is that the cruise ship is out in the middle of the ocean and you have to be tendered in. And when there's 2,800 people on a cruise ship, that's time consuming. That's very time consuming. And Congress plans to develop. They plan to develop 7% of the island for their own private cruise ships. But when you're tendering in from the cruise ships, that's a time-consuming task. So one of the things that Carnival wants to do is to build a pier that they can pull up to, and it'll make it easier for people to get off the cruise ship. But this video here just basically shows what Half Moon Cay looks like now versus what Royal Caribbean's Perfect Day at Coco Cay looks like. Perfect Day at Coco Cay looks like an amusement park. Okay? But it has to be tendered in from the cruise ship. So, like Royal Caribbean is getting ready to open up what's called the Coco Beach Club on Perfect Day at Coco Cay. So this will be a second part of that particular island. And all this was announced on the 31st of January. And they actually, on the 31st of January, welcomed their first customers into the Coco Beach Club on Perfect Day at Coco Cay. But again, we're still looking at the Half Moon Cay. And it just isn't as developed as the Perfect Day at Coco Cay. And the Perfect Day at Coco Cay is opening up another section that's called the Coco Beach Club. And the opening of the Coco Beach Club marks the completion of a $250 million transformation in phase one of Perfect Day at Coco Cay. The exclusive beach club touts the first floating cabanas in the Bahamas, an oceanfront infinity pool, beach cabanas, a dedicated restaurant with upscale dining, and an exclusive bar. Rounding out Perfect Day at Coco Cay is the opening of two new beaches, the Breezy Bay at Chill Island and South Beach, open to all guests on the island. And again, we're looking at the Perfect Day at Coco Cay, but there's another section that they're building, and that's called the Coco Beach Club. And vacationers can soak up, and this is at the Chill Luxury, which is a part of the Coco Beach Club. Vacationers can soak up endless ocean views at the B-side escape filled with ways to lounge for every type of traveler. On deck over the clear blue waters, there's 20 floating cabanas, it kind of reminds you of South Beach. There's 20 floating cabanas. There's 10 beach cabanas. And the beach cabanas are nested onshore for relaxation. All cabanas in the Coco Beach Club accommodate up to 8 guests, and it has a dining area, charging outlets, a mini fridge, snorkel gear, and a dedicated cabana attendant that will tend to a guest's every need, from beachside drinks to delicious bites. And then they have another area. They have another area called the Surf, Turf, and Sea. The clubhouse is a center of social activity at Coco Beach Club, with a bar serving specialty cocktails. It has a 2,600 square foot oceanfront infinity pool. It has in-pool loungers, day beds, and poolside service. This exclusive restaurant is complimentary and only for beach club guests. Serves up It serves up a menu that features lobster, steak, salad, fruits, and starters. Okay, and again, that's the Surf, Turf, and Sea at the Beach Club on Perfect Day, Coco Cay. So, also, they feel that this Beach Club will just make an action-packed day. First of all, what you have to realize is that these ships are docked there for 12 hours. So guests looking to fuel their competitive fire can visit South Beach. And again, this is on Perfect Day at Coco Cay. And they can visit what's called South Beach. And this is an action-packed beach destination for guests that feature volleyball and beachside basketball, and you can work up an appetite. So to visit the Coco Beach Clubs, guests must book a sailing calling on Perfect Day at Coco Cay. This year, the private island will welcome 16 Royal Caribbean ships from more ports than ever, including Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, Florida, New Jersey, and Galveston, Texas. So all you have to do is be on a cruise that's stopping at Perfect Day at Coco Cay, and you can enjoy the Beach Club and Perfect Day at Coco Cay. About Perfect Day at Coco Cay, the first in Royal Caribbean's new Perfect Day Island collection of next-level private island destinations around the world. Perfect Day at Coco Cay welcomes its first guest in May of 2019. The $250 million transformation of the Lion's Private Island in the Bahamas includes the Thrill Water Park, which boasts 13 water slides, including the tallest in North America, Oasis Lagoon, the largest freshwater pool in the Caribbean, and Up and Away, a helium balloon ride that offers the highest vantage point in the Bahamas at 450 feet. So if you look at the Perfect Day at Coco Cay versus the Half Moon Cay, Carnival has a lot to do to catch up, because the Perfect Day at Coco Cay is thrill-seeking, it's more fun, it's adventurous, where the Half Moon Cay is just someplace to go, relax, and lay on the beach. So Carnival is trying to improve. They're trying to improve that part of their park. And right now you're looking at a zip line that's available at the Perfect Day at Coco. So again, the Perfect Day at Coco Cay is more like a thrill park. You know, they have gigantic water slides. They have water slides that you can race. They have balloon rides. You know, there's the balloon ride. So the Perfect Day at Coco Cay just have so many different events. You know, they have the private beach club now that they just opened. So there's so many things to do at Perfect Day at Coco Cay. And Carnival is trying to catch up to that. And just so you know, that in Antigua, Royal Caribbean has just signed an agreement to open up the same type of park in Antigua. So, like Royal Caribbean is steps ahead of Carnival when it comes to their private islands, because just look at that. That's just inviting. That is a place that you can spend 12 hours at. You know, there's so many different things to do. Enjoy the water. And first of all these islands are hot. You know, sand's hot, so you need a place to cool off. They have beach cabanas. They have over the water cabanas that they offer. So, you know, they have fresh water pools. So just so many things to do at the Perfect Day at Coco Cay. I had a client tell me that she wanted to cruise someplace other than the Bahamas because she's been there before 12 years ago. Well, the Bahamas today is not the same as it was 12 years ago, as you can see with the private islands and the perfect day at Coco Cay that Royal Caribbean has, can just make a family cruise just more exciting, because you're spending 12 hours on an island where you have so many things to do. So why cruise lines are hot for the Bahamas is because they want to build these private islands, because it's close to the base. It's close to their home base. It's only 180 miles away from South Florida. So they want to build these private islands. So there's just so much going on cruises today that's so different than what it was 12 years ago. And with these private islands, these cruise ships are stopping at these private islands for 12 hours. And with Royal Caribbean, everything on a private island is included in your cruise. Okay? If you order a drink package on a cruise ship, it's also good on the private island. So where with Carnival, from what I know, the prices are just they charge you for some of the events on the private island. But where Royal Caribbean, everything is complimentary. So that extends your vacation that on Royal Caribbean that includes a thrill park. And what this does is it opens up the amount of ships that can dock at these private islands in a given day. And these cruise ships are spending 12 hours at these private islands. So and again, I will repeat that the perfect day at Coco Cay, their beach club, all you have to be is booked on a sailing calling on perfect day at Coco Cay. And this year, the private island will welcome 16 Royal Caribbean ships from more ports than ever, including Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, New Jersey, and Galveston, Texas. So there's so much more to do on a cruise these days than what it used to be. The ships are bigger. They have the private destinations where if you're taking a family, you can spend a whole day at a thrill park. And all that's included in the price of a cruise. So what do you think? Interested? And I just need to remind you that you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. And listeners, you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766. And today we're talking about what cruise lines are hot for the Bahamas. And they're hot for the Bahamas because their plans to build Cuba as a cruise destination was canceled. President Trump changed how you can travel to Cuba. You can still travel to Cuba, but you can't cruise to Cuba. So now the cruise lines have decided to invest more in the Bahamas. The number one island that I've always loved to visit is the Grand Bahamas. And Carnival is investing in the Grand Bahamas because their economy had started to slide even before the hurricanes hit. And Carnival is investing heavily in Grand Bahama Island. So if you're interested in taking a cruise, give us a call at 866-547-5362. Look up in the sky. It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus. And we're able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. On TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.